It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. You know what to do. If you like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, and I can't believe I get to say this, today my guest, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, the legendary movie star is dropping by because for two projects, really. For the first time, he's done a TV series, teamed up with Netflix. It's called FUBAR. Maybe you've seen the trailers out there. It's sort of spawned from True Lies. I mean, you definitely get that because he's a secret CIA agent and his family doesn't know. But unbeknownst even to him, and this is where we take True Lies to another level, his daughter is also a secret CIA agent. And as you can see where the hilarity would come into that. But that's not the only hilarity, because what they've done is they've fleshed out the rest of the cast with some fantastic comedians like Fortune Feimster, Travis Van Winkle, who I also get to talk to here on this series. We got Scott Walker from Kids in the Hall. You got Adam Polly, and on and on and on. There's so many great people that's part of this cast. So I want to talk to Arnold about all of that. We're going to be talking about why it's time for a TV series for the first time in his career. Why now is the time? And then beyond FUBAR, there's also going to be a documentary on Netflix. It's a three-part documentary called, well, what else would you call it? You call it Arnold. And it's three parts because this is the three parts of his life. I mean, when you think about it, there was the late 60s and into the 70s when he became the greatest bodybuilder in the world, or maybe the universe. And then it takes off part two in the 80s when he becomes one of the biggest movie stars in the world, maybe the universe. And then, of course, part three follows when he decides to become a politician in the 2000s as the governor of California. And so we're going to be talking about that as well. I want to hear about, especially there's this part in the documentary where he talks about how Reagan's presidency and that era, the thoughts that was sort of happening around the country at that time really opened the door for his type of action hero. And he'll tell us why he thinks that the press during the Bill Clinton era of the 90s really tried to quash that then. So let's do this. I'm talking to the guy. I mean, come on. This is the man behind Pumping Iron and Terminator and Twins and one of my favorite movies as a young guy, Last Action Hero. And God, I could go on and on, right? Total Recall, Commando, Conan the Barbarian, The Running Man, Jingle All the Way, Eraser. Let's do it. We're talking FUBAR and Arnold, the documentary. It's Kyle Meredith with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, how are you?
It's an honor, pleasure to talk to you. Let me congratulate you on FUBAR. I've laughed, I might have cried, I might have cheered. I mean, all the emotions are in on this one. It's such a fun series. And it's the first time it's TV series. What took so long? Because this really is, this is a hell of a ride.
Well, you know, it takes sometimes a lot of time to get people convinced that it would be a good idea to do a TV series based on True Lies. As much as it has been difficult for me to convince them to do a series on Conan, the Barbarian, or on Twins, I think all of those would be great ideas for a TV series. It's just that sometimes it takes a long time to convince people. But I think the time has come where TV series became really hip to do. And now a lot of, you know, great actors are wanting to be involved in the TV series, and they are involved in TV series. And it's just a new way of, you know, streaming and having millions and millions of people get entertained by them. So, but I'm just happy that it finally happened and that we did it. And now on May 25th, it's coming out, and we're very excited about that.
SCN also gives you a chance to do long-form storytelling, to really stay with the character. Is that noticeable, you know, really being able to embody, you know, this person for that long?
Well, it's different in a movie, because in a movie, while you're shooting this TV series, you maybe do two movies, and you play two different characters. Here you have to just stay on being that same character for a longer period of time, and I think the rhythm is a little bit different. You get to play your character, but in many different ways, under many different circumstances, more so than in a movie, because here you're doing 8 hours versus just 2 hours, which normally movies are. And so I think it was a lot of fun to do that. And it was, even though it was hard work, but we had a great time. And I was very fortunate to have a really great cast surrounded, and they added so much to the project.
So many comedians. I felt like I was watching one of those, you know, old movies where it's like cameo after cameo, and everybody makes sense, you know, whereas maybe they didn't in those movies. But it was like seeing you and this entire cast of comedians, and they get to do the action too. I mean, maybe that was always meant for the script that way, but was that part of something you wanted to work with, just that type of roster?
No, I just wanted to really work with talented people and people that really can support me, because there's just, do sell this story of me being this top CIA agent, and so is my daughter. The only thing is I don't know about it, even though I'm her father and she's my jewel of my life. And I think that I know her well, but I don't know anything about her. And then we find out in the first episode a lot about their relationships and how everything was a lie and all that stuff. And to play that, and to play the ex-wife, and to play the new boyfriend of the ex-wife, and to play all of those different characters, my partner in the CIA, or the boss of the CIA, they all have to be very, very talented actors. And so I was very excited that I was surrounded by talented actors, because they made me shine. And that's why I think we have gotten such a huge response to our FUBAR TV series.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You know, coming out just a little bit afterwards, of course, also on Netflix, there's the documentary about your life, the three-part documentary, which I've enjoyed watching. The first two parts they give me so far. And kind of the things that you talk about in there and applying it to FUBAR, I mean, if we've learned one thing, it's that the hero never really gets to hang it up. There's always one more job. They never get to retire. And I don't know if that applies, and I think that applies the same way to your life too, because hearing you talk about, you know, having such a strong work ethic and being useful, how much of, like, does having an obsessive behavior have to fall into that too?
You know, I think that there's some commonality there, because I think that, to me, it was always about discipline and about having a very clear vision where I want to go. And that's what made me kind of be able to do what I did. I had a very clear vision when I was a kid to be a bodybuilding champion. I had a very clear vision of that I wanted to come to America and to get into movies. And to, as a kid, I dreamt about getting into movies and being rich and famous. You know, that was it. That was the dream. Come to America, be a bodybuilding champion, and get in the movies and be rich and famous. So, you know, but I mean, that all sounds kind of like, okay, how are you going to figure out doing that? And through discipline and through believing in what you do and in your vision, it was possible to do. And it's no different than Bruno, the character that I play in our TV series. It's like a guy that is really committed. His vision is to save the world. His vision is to work for the CIA and to protect this country from evil, evildoers. And so he's totally committed to that, except where the comedy comes in is because when he comes home to his family, all his talents and his power and everything falls apart, and he has to deal with the everyday stuff that everyone in a family has to deal with.
And hilarity ensues, as yeah. You say. It really does. There was another thing you were talking about in the documentary as well that I found really fascinating, because you said, you know, once Reagan came in and it was Bet on America, that really opened the door to your type of action hero and thinking about how sociopolitics affects our love for movies, which is not something I really thought about much. Maybe that's just something that we see in hindsight, but do you consider that when you're taking on a new project like this, like I guess the environments that we actually live in?
No, not really. I mean, maybe some people do, maybe studio executives do, but I don't. And to me, this whole development was a big surprise, I have to tell you. And I think it has something to do with that Reagan was such a force. You know, and I think that he brought along with him not only very interesting policies and bringing America back and off the stuff and become a military power again and be respected internationally and all of those things, but we did not know that this also had an effect on the movie industry and that the big action heroes that defend their country and fight for their country and, you know, and all of that power and strength and law and order would become such a big part of this whole thing. Then in the 90s, of course, when Clinton became president, then the press kind of wanted to unwind this whole thing. And that was artificial, you know, because in reality, people still were interested in action movies. They still were interested in one man fighting against a big army and taking out the evil people and taking out the villains and all of that stuff. So that was still in. So they tried to write negative stuff, like kind of the Reagan era is in, the Bush era is out, the Clinton era is in. It's now much more the future is much more the gentle, the hero. And they tried to kind of bring a spin to the whole thing that really never came true, because they tried to destroy a last action hero, because they said, well, the action hero doesn't work anymore. And they literally destroyed it before they ever saw it. But then they had to eat it, because when the True Lies came out, that's the next movie, you know, they went through the roof again, and it was one guy fighting, you know, the villains and all that stuff. So, look, I think that politics has something to do with it, but you can't go and start making movies based on that. You know, so that would be crazy.
And by the way, Last Action Hero meant so much to me. As a young man, I didn't read the press. I just knew that I loved the movie. So for whatever that's worth.
Well, thank you.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know we're running short on time here. I just want to quickly say, big props to the music supervisor. The soundtrack on this was so much fun to hear as well, you know, with Sympathy for the Devil and Spinning Wheel and What a Fool Believes. I was talking with Travis Van Winkle, and I asked the same thing. You know, you have baseball players and wrestlers who have walk-up movies, and I said, do you have an action song action movie song that you keep in your head to kind of get pumped up? Do you have that?
No, I personally don't need a song to get pumped up. You know, my vision pumps me up. You know, I have a vision and I'm in a way kind of like a machine. I get up in the morning. I don't ever question, should I go to the gym or not? I just go. I just get on my bike and I just go to the gym. And I basically don't even start thinking until I'm finished with my workout. So therefore, there could not be a thinking involved that says, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should. So this is my rule. I said, don't think in the morning. First, you have to have your workout. In my case, it's first feed the animals, then go and go for your bike ride and your workout. And then I sit down and I start thinking.
I loved it. I loved Fubar. I cannot wait. I'm hopeful of a second season. I want to see more of the Muppets around. That's always fun as well.
Oh, it's very
and,
funny.
Yeah, and congrats on the documentary as well. Arnold,
thank
it's
you.
Such an honor and pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good day.
And my thanks, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fubar on Netflix. Arnold, the documentary as well. Look out for that. Thanks to Arnold. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. I got three interviews every single week, at least three anyway. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. And discover the new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. That's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots. That's Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, all three of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.